This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Dana had to step out of the studio for just a moment, but she missed At the Foreign Dance.
Oh, was it a good one?
It was. Oh, man. She was full tilt on this one.
I'm sure we'll have another report from her at some point.
I want to hear that one.
Can you play the tail end of it, Dan, just for Dana, since she had to miss it?
Yeah, we can do that. Let me pull it up here.
While you're doing that, Dan, I'm just going to just tease this. And I have to read it because it's, I think it was on an Instagram feed or a TikTok. Someone around these parts asked ChatGPT to roast different areas of Kansas City. And you know that AI can be used for very, very bad things. But every once in a while, it can also be used for some pretty funny things. While you're doing that, Dan, I will read it. You're going to hear whistling because that's just the noise in the background, okay? So here's what it says. I asked ChatGPT to roast different areas in Kansas City. Here's what it said. Hold, please. It starts with Overland Park. The land of soccer moms, chain restaurants, and an HOA for every breath you take. Brookside, where people pay way too much to live in a 100-year-old home and call it charming, but the basement's leaking. Waldo, baby Brookside. Leawood, where Teslas outnumber the trees. Mission, where you can get a $5 haircut, $15 craft beer, and a speeding ticket all on the same street. Lee's Summit, Overland Park, but close to a lake and 10% more lifted trucks. Prairie Village, the land of golden retrievers and meticulously curated front porches.
All accurate.
That's not bad. That is not bad.
All right, Dan, fire when
Nesta
ready.
Quatera, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
I mean, she really got behind that one.
Got some nasal behind that one.
One more.
Nesta Quatera, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Come on. I mean, does she not know it?
No, she does not.
But she doesn't talk like that. Like, the entire report, she does not have this level of nasal.
She is very lovely. And, you know, I once reached out to try to get her on the program, and then I felt guilty about it because she's such a nice person. I thought, we cannot do that. And so I rescinded my request.
Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Did you see Lester Holt is going to be honored by our alma mater with the William Allen White Award?
I did not.
Lester Holt is this year's nominee, and we don't know yet if we can buy tickets to that. I'd go see Lester Holt.
What was his name? The famous anchor from CNN, Bernie. Was it Bernie
Higgins?
No.
What? What?
No. Gosh darn it. He was African.
Bernard Shaw.
Bernard Shaw. Yes, that's
right. Don't call him Bernie.
Well, when I met him, I said Mr. Shaw, and he said, "Please call me Bernie."
Lester Holt, anchor and managing editor of the NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, is the recipient of the 2025 William Allen White National Citation. He will accept the award April 10th in the Kansas Union to celebrate William Allen White Day.
You didn't let me brag about myself.
Perhaps it was because you called him Bernie. Even before that, you couldn't remember his name whatsoever.
Well, I'm getting old. Bernard Shaw was given that same award back in 1993 or four, and the J School had to select two of their best students to go have breakfast with Mr. Shaw.
And they were out sick, and so they came to me. You.
That's right.
Dana was busy.
The NFL is booking another trip to Brazil. Today, the league announced that they would return to Brazil on Friday night in week one of the 2025 regular season. The LA Chargers are going to be the home team. They have not picked their opponent. There are nine potential opponents for the Chargers to play in that game. The Steelers, the Vikings, the Washington Commanders, the Eagles, the Colts, Texans, Broncos, Raiders, and your Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
You may recall about 2 years ago, Brett Hull, the Hall of Fame hockey player who won the Stanley Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks in 1961, he died 2 years ago. Yeah. At the age of 84, his widow announcing today that he died of CTE. He had stage 2 CTE when he died in 2023. Now, to this story. Here we go.
Really quickly, the yes, Northland sir. Is sad that they were left out by the roasting of the ChatGPT. That's a roast in and of itself, Northland. You're welcome.
Wow.
I saw this story. The story I'm going to read a little bit from is from ABC News, but I originally saw the story on the Today Show this morning, and we will play a portion of the actual story from the Today Show. A Georgia woman is suing a fertility clinic after an IVF mix-up allegedly led to staff implanting the wrong embryo and to her giving birth to another couple's biological child. Here is the story from the Today Show.
Christina Murray was finally living her lifelong dream of being a mother.
He was beautiful and perfect, but it was also very clear that something was wrong.
After a grueling round of IVF and 9 months of pregnancy, Murray, a white woman using a white sperm donor, gave birth in late 2023 to a baby boy with a much darker complexion.
My son's skin tone didn't match mine, but he was still my son.
What should have been a joyful first few months bonding with her son, who she loved and wanted to raise, was punctuated by constant fear and uncertainty.
I didn't know whether it was a sperm mix-up or whether he was someone else's.
Murray took a DNA test that confirmed her baby wasn't hers biologically. The clinic she'd used, Coastal Fertility Specialists, eventually determined that they'd mistakenly implanted another couple's embryo in Murray. The biological parents sued her for custody, and Murray chose to give the baby she'd loved up to them rather than fight.
And I walked out of the building with an empty stroller, and they left with my son.
And what was it like going home alone?
Probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
Murray now suing the clinic, which said in a statement to NBC News that it deeply regrets the error, calling it an isolated event with no further patients affected. The clinic also saying it's since conducted an in-depth review and put additional safeguards in place. Her story is rare but not unprecedented in the world of fertility treatment, which experts say is largely unregulated.
There's no reliable data or disclosures about how often IVF goes unjustifiably wrong. The U.S. regulates assisted reproduction far more lightly than other developed countries.
Even after the trauma of the last year and the legal process ahead, Christina, who's 38 and single, isn't giving up on her hopes of one day becoming a mother.
I have started the process over again with another clinic, and I'm hopeful that in the next year or two,
she get a credit?
Try again.
It's just heartbreaking.
Okay. There's a story from the Today Show.
I don't even know where to begin.
She had a baby, right?
She did have the baby, but okay.
It was not her sample nor his.
Let me just say what happened.
So she was basically a surrogate.
Because Sam, she was a free surrogate. Sam, what happens in the cases that I only want to rank them as worse or not worse, there have also been cases where, as a woman, I go into the clinic, they make a mistake. It is my egg, but
it's
they
somebody
get
else's.
The wrong sperm. Mm-hmm. Those cases are even a bigger nightmare because half that baby is mine. The other half did not. You know, you go in and you want your husband's material, for lack of a better word, and you get someone else's. Well, where does the baby go then? Why do we not regulate this? We regulate bird scooters, for God's sakes.
Well, it is regulated, but when you're looking at cells in a Petri dish, not to break it down to that.
They should be labeled, Sam.
Well, sometimes labels fall off.
Let me just state the obvious here for a second, because she did hint at it in the story. That the child had darker skin than her.
She delivered an African-American baby.
That is correct. She is a white woman.
With a white husband.
No, she's not married at all. She's single.
Well, but
she chose the sperm donor had dirty blonde hair and blue eyes.
Got it. That must be her attorney. Okay.
And as they were doing the story on the NBC News site, they do, when they mentioned the name of the clinic that had the mix-up, the clinic that she's suing, they showed a snapshot of that clinic's website.
Is it called Surprise IVF?
No, but it was on the page of their website.
Never know what you're going to get until the very end.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
It was on the page of their website that reads, "We know you have options. Here's why to choose us." And I found that very ironic.
Promo code OOPS.
Surprise IVF.
I think that child's going to be set for college and beyond.
Well, they're not going to get the money. The child is now with his biological mother and father.
This is a psychologically devastating loss of a child. She carried this child. She birthed this child. She took that baby home. And then what, 3 months later?
It was several months. I don't know how long.
Well, now wait a minute.
5 months. Five months.
So then my other question is, does the biological mom and dad going through the same process, did they just get a knock at their door and go, "Surprise, now you have two? Here's a spare"?
Well, that's the confusing part to me, because if they were to use two of the wrong samples, it wasn't her egg, it wasn't his stuff.
You can say sperm.
Yeah, but I don't know. Was it not a situation where they just mixed the two up? Did the biological mother also have a baby via IVF that is her baby?
We don't know that, and we don't even know who that couple is. The DNA of this baby did not match her in any way.
Which says to me, if you think about this, Scott, the biological mom and dad probably also were either carrying or had carried a child, okay, and now they have two.
Or carried and it failed.
Well, this one didn't. Now, surprise, you have this baby now.
Now, this baby that she carried that was clearly not hers because of her race and the baby's race,
God,
was born in December of 2023. She obviously realized immediately, this is not my baby, did a DNA test. There is nothing in that baby that matches her DNA. Nothing at all.
So did they...
Hang on! Comma!
Sorry.
She kept the baby for 5 months while she considered her options.
Oh, God.
She gave the baby to the biological parents in April of 2024. It is February of 2025. She has not been allowed to see the baby since the day she dropped him off.
You wouldn't want that for your mental health, and you wouldn't want that for the child growing up. There, how do you explain that? I will say this. God forbid, you do not know what you would do in that situation. I would not, from a mental health standpoint, I would not be able to go 5 months to untangle that. No way.
Well, first, you can't just put the baby out on the street. You've got to find out, okay, who did we accidentally implant into you?
How would it be that hard to figure that out?
I don't know.
Sam, and where is her egg that was presumably offered the other sample?
Probably in another woman.
That's what I'm saying. She's got a kid out there somewhere.
All right, we got to get to break.
Unbelievable.
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. This is an incredible mix-up of proportions I can't even put into words. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. To quote Dana from time to time, just start adding zeros. Her name is Christina Murray, age 38, Savannah, Georgia. Went to a fertility clinic, and in December of 2023, She delivered what she thought was going to be a beautiful, bouncing baby of hers.
It was beautiful. It was bouncing. Yeah. It was a baby.
It was not hers.
Was not hers.
She is white, had picked a sperm donor who had dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. The baby happened to be black when the baby boy came out. So for 5 months, she weighed her options. What am I going to do? We got to find the real biological parents. And
you know how slow normal court proceedings go? Yeah. You cannot even imagine. My point in saying like the 5 months, Scott, I'm not shaming her at all. I would not be able to bond with a baby for 5 months, really knowing with a pit in my stomach that this baby is not mine. And there are parents out there. It's going to come out in the wash that there are parents out there that biologically belong to this child. And this child is going to be ripped from me like baby Richard was in 1981.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Well, she did bond with the baby.
Of course she did.
Whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing to do. Because in the story that we heard from the Today Show, she refers to the time that she took the baby to his biological parents' home. And she said, I went in with him, with my son. She said, I went in with my son and I came out with an empty stroller.
She voluntarily gave up custody after being told by her legal team she stood, quote, no chance of winning in family court. And to Sam's question earlier, the complaint says to this day, she does not know whether the clinic mistakenly transferred her embryo to a different couple or what may have happened to that embryo or in any resulting baby afterwards. They're saying that everything's fine. Nothing else happened. Well, wouldn't you would be demanding to know.
Well, where is my embryo?
Where is the one that was supposed to be implanted correctly into me?
But
where's my egg?
How do you even test for that? I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You just go around and start DNA testing every single baby that you've assisted
Scott,
in birthing?
I'm going to be honest. If she is white, her donor was white.
Correct.
If that embryo went into another woman who happens to be white, who happens to have a white partner, they are not going to, there would be no reason to question it until ... I don't know, like switched at birth. Someone does a blood test down the line. Even then, if you're A and your husband's A and the baby happens to be type A, even then you wouldn't necessarily know.
Yeah, but to Sam's point, you just start going around DNA. But you can't. I mean, they even said in the story, this is one of the most unregulated medical professions, if you will, for these fertility clinics. They're not very well regulated, I guess is the best way to put it. And I don't know that anybody would have the right to go, hey, you know.
Sorry.
We know that you had a baby roughly around that time.
Can we test that baby in there?
We need you to bring little Trevor out here. We're going to get a hair sample.
And let's be honest. We know that these clinics are just swimming in money. Does it say what value she's asking for?
It does not. It just says that she has filed a lawsuit.
What state, Scott?
Georgia, I believe.
I mean, if I were this clinic wanting to save face, wanting to continue to make oodles of money because we know that that's what this process rakes in. Whatever she wants at a zero, sign the check hand it over.
The problem is, Sam, I don't know about Georgia's laws. There are states, and either Kansas or Missouri, I believe, is one of them, where the medical malpractice liability limits are so low. I mean, $250,000, $300,000 low. I don't know what they are in Georgia. There are states that cap that.
Okay, so and this is very standard fare in a lawsuit. She is seeking in excess of $75,000. So that does not mean she's looking for $80,000. She's looking for much more. But most states have when you file a lawsuit, you're either seeking less than $75,000 or in excess of
put a price on someone taking your baby from you.
She also wants punitive damages, attorney fees, and other damages.
In the state of Georgia, punitive damages for medical malpractice are capped.
I knew it.
At $250,000.
I knew it. There are, and I have argued this for years, there are certain cases that are so egregious, there should be no cap. There should be a separate set of cases, Scott. And I mean in Kansas and Missouri as well.
Yeah.
And I know that there's an interest in stopping all of the frivolous lawsuits over I stubbed my toe and you know, I can't work for the rest of my life. There needs to be a separate set of cases like this one where the cap goes bye-bye. It's so bad, the cap goes bye-bye. Because for the rest of her life, she is going to wonder, where is my embryo? Is there a child out there that belongs to me? And you know that there is, Scott. You know that there is.
Now, I do. I have incredible sympathy for this woman. But I do think, and it's a horrible story, and it's unfortunate what happened to her. But nobody lost their life here. Somebody gained a life here.
Well, she would argue she lost her child.
Well.
Now, she didn't lose the child at age 5. Or was baby Richard 3 when they literally...
Wrestled that
child away
out of the van
from the only parents he has ever known. Like, that will haunt me for the rest of my life. I think I was like 15 when that happened. I still remember it. So, it, you know, 5 months is bad. It's not a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old. But I think the bigger issue, Scott, is where did her embryo go? And does she have a child out there?
And that I don't know.
She's never going to know.
There may not be a way of knowing. I'm looking to see how old baby Richard was.
He was 3.
His birth name was Danny Kirchner. Huh. Okay.
They obviously need to put in some more regulations.
913-586. Let's go that avenue.
We barcode celery at the grocery store. You mean to tell me there is not a way to check and balance something like an embryo?
Well, I don't know. You can't DNA test an embryo, can you?
I'm sure you could.
I mean, that's a very small thing.
But you can DNA test the baby right after it comes out.
Well, but that doesn't solve the problem going...
That you just spent 9 months being a free surrogate.
913-586-7798. It is a fascinating, horrible case. I feel so sorry for this woman. Carried a child that was not hers, clearly, for 9 months and had to give it away after 5 months. A young child that she referred to as my son. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never been in a relationship where we used IVF, but somebody on the text line has, apparently, and writes, my wife and I have done IVF before, and they can check the embryo's DNA. We're not doctors. We'll just take your word
for it. I think that's a fair question. Why would that not be standard? You're already paying, what, $40,000 a pop, and that doesn't even insure you a baby. At that price, you're telling me they can't run a test to ensure that that embryo is yours? But then let me ask you this, Scott. Let's say they do the test. Great. DNA test came back. This is the correct embryo. One person accidentally in the healthcare industry swaps one vial with the other after the test is done. Mm-hmm. We're right back to square one.
The testing would take weeks.
Yes.
It usually does. Let me ask this question, too, before we get to Wade. Why is IVF so damned expensive? I mean, there are surgeries you can get that are a lot less expensive.
It's all out of pocket. Yes, it is considered elective.
That is correct.
Not to make the obvious response, but because people are willing to pay.
Okay. But the insurance companies will pay for you to deliver your child that is conceived, dare I say, naturally, but they won't help you to conceive a child through IVF. Just for clarification purposes. Okay, got it. Wade in Cass County, 913-586-7798. Hello, Wade.
Hey, love you guys. Love the show. How are y'all?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, so on the in vitro switcheroo, since it's out of pocket and mostly unregulated, can it still be capped with a medical malpractice suit?
I believe so. Again, we're not doctors, and Dana and I are definitely not lawyers, but we like to play them on the radio. I believe that's an umbrella law that covers all medical procedures.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, bud. Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
I hate to go from babies to animals, but we are going to bring this up as a topic. I don't care if we do it here, if we do it later. But I just saw this on one of the websites that I follow on Facebook, and a lot of our listeners are pet lovers, and a lot of our listeners have microchips, right? We're talking about keeping track of things, right?
Yep.
A very popular nationwide microchip company has just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now saying, I don't know where you got your pets microchipped. I've got a text into Doc Libby. Like, how prevalent was this company? It just says this was a nationwide company. If you have your pet chipped through that company, there is now no tracking that animal. You have to go seek out another company to download your chip ID.
Well, good. That'll be fun.
How many people even remember if you had your dog chipped 6 or 8 years ago?
Oh, I think most people would know. I never did chip Stella. There was no need.
She was too dumb to run off. Well,
she was too
dumb. There's Scott.
She never left my side. And that's true. I used to walk her without a leash until some lady on the trail got mad at me.
Texas-based microchip and registration company Save This Life. It's a little much.
Maybe we move this topic to the 5 o'clock hour.
Is listed as inactive. We'll bring it back at 5. Okay. Yeah, you might want to don't call your vet yet. Just tune in at 5 o'clock. Well, if you got one of those little rice-sized things in Fido, you need to re-register.
We will stay with the with medical
the
here.
It's the registering that's really.
This is from the Kansas City Star. Two emergency room workers were injured during a stabbing incident inside of an Illinois hospital, according to officials. The stabbing happened on Monday at Provident Hospital in Chicago, leading to the arrest of the unnamed suspect. Police say the male suspect approached a 56-year-old man and stabbed him right in the chest. The victim was an ER doc. He was taken to a different hospital where he was listed in fair condition. What does that say about your hospital that they take you to a different one? A second worker.
Wait, what?
The victim was an emergency room doctor. Presumably, he was in the ER. They took him to a different hospital.
Well, but you...
Huh?
I don't know that you... I'm going to stick up for them a little bit here. There is now a crime scene at your ER.
I'm the victim. Keep me here.
Is that really the best space now to save your life? And I would argue it's probably best to get you out of there.
I would argue that take me to a different wing of the ER and get me into a room and sew my chest back up because I got a stab hole in my chest.
I feel like the point of the story is the violence that our nurses and doctors are facing every single day in our, not just our ERs, hospitals, period.
Well, a second worker who is listed as a physician assistant was also injured during the attack. A hospital spokesperson said a patient is accused of committing the act.
From the text line, yeah. ER and trauma center are not the same thing.
Okay. Can we talk about the patient? Because I'm not helping the patient at the point that you're stabbing my staff.
So a Provident Hospital spokesperson said violence against healthcare workers is on the rise and it is unacceptable. No one should have to fear for their safety while doing their job. This issue transcends physical harm. It impacts the emotional and psychological well-being of our entire team and ultimately affects the quality of care that we are able to provide.
That's why they moved him, Scott. You just had a violent attack against a staff member in a room that is now a crime scene. The staff is going to be frazzled, stressed out. They are witnesses. And I don't think you can treat him there.
913-586-7798. Brenda in Olathe. Hello, Brenda.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was going to say, I think doctors are not able to provide services on people that they know very well or that they're related to. So that might be part of the reason. I think the crime scene thing also comes into play, possibly.
But Brenda, do you know, Brenda, hang on for a second. Do you know that for a fact? Because just one example I thought in my head, let's say you live in Ottawa, Kansas, and you're a doctor and you get into a car accident. They're going to take you to Ottawa Memorial Hospital. I think that's Ransom Memorial Hospital in Ottawa, right?
Right.
And if
I don't know that for a fact, I've heard that. I don't know if it's true, I guess. So I apologize. No, I did want to say on the IVF thing about coverage and out of pocket. Sometimes it takes multiple tries before the IVF works.
Yep.
And the insurance companies are still going to pay for the delivery on a successful IVF treatment.
True. That is true. Okay.
Thanks.
Brenda, thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. I find that hard. I don't think she's right about that. And I don't mean to beleaguer the point, but it's my understanding Lawrence still only has one hospital.
Right, but this is Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
And both victims, while traumatized, no doubt, are expected to be okay. You know, Scott, I think if he had been, you know, sliced in the carotid artery or something, they would have jumped in. But, you know, the reason I put that story in the stack, honestly, is because of the very fact that you read that the incidents of violence against hospital workers are on the rise almost everywhere.
Why do you think that is?
Because people are crazy. Well, we're surrounded by crazy people.
That is true. That is true. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So Dan Weinbaum just poked his head into the studio and said he just saw on ABC News' official Twitter account that Delta is offering every one of the passengers on that plane that flipped upside down $30,000, and they don't have to waive their right to sue the airline down the road.
No strings attached.
To hang upside down like a bat. Are you surprised at how calm everyone seems that passengers doing interviews about this? One of the guys today was like,
you know, it wasn't calm when it flipped over.
Everything was fine, and then we landed, and then we were hanging upside down. And we all had questions about the seatbelt thing and how that worked, right?
Yes.
He said, at first we were told, stay where you are. I'm like, screw that. I'm sorry. This thing's on fire. I smell smoke. But he said, I was sitting next to a woman and we carefully put they're hanging upside down, put their hands down toward what would be
the baggage carrier,
the ceiling
overhead,
and carefully unbuckled. And we helped each other down.
Huh.
And then by that time, flight attendants were saying, okay, get off the plane. But he was very calm talking about it. I would be like, oh my God.
Well, he had probably just gotten done online figuring out where he's going to spend his 30 grand.
Well, I'm glad it's at least $30,000. And because there have been other cases where it's like they were offered free sky miles and a bag of pretzels.
Right, 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 right.
Here's a voucher.
Right.
Well, the 30 grand will hold you over until you get your 2 million lawsuit filed.
Please fly with Delta again.
If you missed the news earlier today, I think it was right at the beginning of the 3, maybe in the 2 o'clock hour, I don't recall. We reported that Andrew Lester, who shot Ralph Jarl in the arm and in the head in the Northland 2 years ago, when Ralph Jarl, a young 17-year-old, accidentally knocked on the wrong door to pick up his sibling. And Ralph Jarl, check that, Andrew Lester came to the door and shot Ralph through the door with a gun. His family, Ralph Jarl's, has now released a statement. I'll just read a brief portion of it. The news of Andrew Lester's passing brings a mix of emotions, but it does not bring justice. One of the reasons we pushed for a speedy trial was to ensure the public would see that our society does not condone shooting an unarmed, innocent child simply for ringing the wrong doorbell, especially when that child was targeted because of the color of his skin. Some may say that Lester's passing is a form of consequence for his actions, but the reality remains, Ralph Jarl survived, yet justice was never truly served.
Never got an apology. Never got an apology. Have you seen the photos going around of the streets in Detroit? Oh, Google, I want to see your face live in real time. Where the water mains burst, water up to the car doors, then flooded into several streets, and the temperatures mimic what we're seeing here in Kansas City. So what you have in Detroit are cars stuck in frozen blocks of ice.
Hang on.
It is the, my God, this is going to go in that commercial. We've covered a few things because we've seen a few things, but not this. The cars and trucks on this street are frozen in, like, what would you call that? Waist high.
Well, let me get, I'm going through the commercial right now.
A waist high block of ice is the only way to describe it. When I first saw it, I was like, there's no way that's real.
Oh,
it's real.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's real.
Look at that. Huh.
So for all of the awful weather here, my God, at least we don't have that. Knock on wood.
And now Channel 4 in Detroit is bringing in an expert with a water main pipe. Here's how these things happen in the real world.
And now to the expert. Yep, that's ice. Back to you, John.
Wow.
Can you imagine calling your boss? I can't get to work today. What happened? Well,
I won't be at work for about a week.
My car is under a gigantic sludge sickle.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all that ice.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Wow. All right. Story here from Fox 4. Kansas City's chances of scoring a WNBA team sooner rather than later have dimmed. The NBA is preparing to award Cleveland with its 16th franchise, according to multiple sources speaking to the Sports Business Journal, with an approximate bid worth a league record $250 million. The presumed leaders for the second and third teams are Philadelphia, Houston, Nashville, Detroit, and Miami. So it does not look like we're going to get WNBA anytime soon. And did you see this Winter Village in China? They put out a commercial or some sort of ad online where it is just beautiful. It's in the Sichuan province.
Oh, this is hilarious.
It's a tourist village, and you go there, and it's beautiful. It looks like the North Pole with all these cabins and everything, and they're all snow-capped, mm-hmm. and the trees have snow on their branches. Well, it turns out they didn't get any snow. So they stapled cotton balls on the cabins.
No.
Yes, they did. You can even, in some of the pictures, make out the staple in the cotton ball. They are now apologizing. The weather was too warm, and the snow village did not take shape.
Did they not as anticipated. Think people would notice?
Well, so for the last two seasons, they did actually get snow. It was really a snow village.
Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful.
For 2 years.
Yes.
Right.
This year, they didn't get the snow.
Until it wasn't.
Said one of the tourists who showed up to see the cotton ball snow village, I feel cheated. This is the best line. I think my intelligence has been insulted.
Yeah.
By the way, an investigation is underway to see if they engaged in false advertisements.
You think?
The fake snow village right next to the fake panda dog.
Yes. And by the way, if you get a text that you have an unpaid toll.
Oh my gosh, my daughter just sent me this today.
Do not.
It's a scam.
Click on the link. It is a scam.
My daughter just sent me this an hour ago. She goes, is this a scam? I haven't been on a toll road in a long time.
A current scam targeting Americans nationwide involves a text demanding payment for unpaid tolls. Federal and state officials are now warning.
Let's simplify this. If you get a text with a link,
Don't click on it. When we get back, do you have a dog with a microchip? One nationwide microchipping company has folded, and that means your dog might have a chip, but it ain't going to be red.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.